Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Differing slants on Leo Varadkar's phone call with Rishi Sunak feature in the lead story in today's Irish Times. It's reported that during yesterday's call to discuss the Stormont breakthrough, the British Prime Minister strongly criticised the Taoiseach about the government's move to take a legal case against the UK over the Legacy Act to the European Court of Human Rights. Following the release of a tersely writ statement, reporters at a briefing at Number 10 suggested that the meeting had been testy. Although the spokeswoman played down the suggestion, she reiterated the line that Mr. Sunak was disappointed at the Irish government's move. A spokeswoman for the Taoiseach, however, insisted that it had been a positive call. In a piece written for today's Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, Geoffrey Donaldson celebrates the backing he received from his party after their marathon meeting this week. With details of the deal expected to be published today, the DUP leader writes, "We have squeezed everything we can from the negotiations and have made progress across all of our 7 tests." He also says that there will be 0 checks on goods moving within the UK, which he claims demonstrates that the naysayers are wrong. The paper also reports that a new audio recording of Mr. Donaldson complaining about repeated leaks to the media has itself been leaked. The focus of the lead story in the Irish News, meanwhile, is the prospect that Michelle O'Neill is poised to make history as the first nationalist First Minister at Stormont. The Irish Independent and Irish Examiner both lead today with yesterday's announcement of a 7% price hike from VHI. The Independent estimates the families with 2 adults and 2 children are facing an increase of up to €600, while couples could face a €900 increase. The Examiner takes the line, meanwhile, that this third price hike in a year could make health insurance unaffordable for many. Gardaí are knocking on doors of failed asylum seekers and checking flight lists to ensure self-deportation orders are fulfilled. That's the Irish Daily Mail's take on yesterday's announcement related to the government's plan to crack down on immigration. A call from Ruth Coppinger on the FAI not to give Neil Lennon the Ireland job because of allegations related to his personal life generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The former TD insists that the former Celtic and Bolton Wanderers boss is no role model. The discovery of a body in East Cork during a search for missing man Kieran Quilligan this week continues to receive coverage on the front of the Irish Sun, while the Examiner runs with a picture of Gardaí searching in the undergrowth close to where the skeletal remains were found. Back in the front of the Independent, there's a striking image there of Israeli soldiers dressed as doctors and nurses and carrying machine guns during a raid on a hospital in Gaza, captured on CCTV footage. 3 Palestinian militants were killed in the undercover raid. And finally, a new survey on the best towns to live in Ireland in terms of work-life balance carried out by Switcher.ie receives coverage in lots of today's papers. Based on considerations such as access to housing, transport, schools, supermarkets and leisure centres, the towns that came out on top are Castlebar, Ballina, Longford, Wexford and Arklow.
Fiona Kelly.